You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Digitally Enabled. It's Greg Silverman here today with Chip Edwards. Chip, say hello to the audience and tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Hey, Greg. Great to be here today. Totally enjoying getting on your podcast with you. What I'm doing today is I'm talking about the idea of voice assistants like Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, Siri, and how they're changing how people are interacting with computers or compute resources going forward.
You know, Chip, we've talked a little bit before the show, and that's a very humble way of presenting, you know, your idea. And I admire that about you, because really what you're doing is you're helping people find a domain name. You've called it the invocation name that gives them permission for their brand to perform better in these digital settings. Is that a fair way to characterize it?
Yeah. So most people are really familiar with the webs. And if you're going to have a website, you're going to be on the web, you need a domain name in the web interface. But as people start using these voice devices like Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, your domain name doesn't mean anything anymore. So because people are talking, so what's the audio version of your domain name? And so on Amazon Alexa and Google Home, they both created this thing called an invocation name. And when people invoke your verbal version of your website called a skill or an action, it's called an invocation name. That's how people get to your content on these devices.
Yeah. Before I let you tell about all the cool things you're doing about it, you have to tell us, how the heck did you find this idea? I mean, what's your journey? How'd you discover this problem? That our audience is really focused on the human stories of how you discover these digital problems. Tell us a little bit how you got to this.
So I was a technology manager managing teams for quite a while. And one of my tasks was building out an innovation lab a number of years ago, six years ago, something like a while ago. And as I was building out that innovation lab, trying to figure out what are the technologies that are coming down in the future that as a firm, we need to be cognizant of, or we need to be aware of, so that we can prep for those things that are happening, the changes that are happening, and do some demos with them to say, hey, here's some stuff that's coming down that we should be, you know, working towards, or at least prepared for. And one of the things that was just starting then was Amazon Alexa came out with that Echo or the Dot, and they were just starting to push that a number of years ago. And so that was one of the things that I put in the innovation lab is people are going to be starting to change how they work with the computers. No longer are they going to have to sit down at a web at their desktop or even pull out their phone. They're just going to be able to talk to computers, and that's going to change how, from the computer side, we have to be ready to interact with our audience. And so that was one of the things that I did then. I transitioned from the firm I was working for and kind of went out on my own building this passion project that I've been working on, and kind of got into this space a lot more to be able to help brands, especially people with blogs or podcasts, be able to leverage these devices to be able to deliver their content to their audience.
Right, because you created a consulting firm called Create My Voice. That's right. And I'm just wondering, how do you educate a brand that they need to be aware of this or do something about it? I mean, you discover the problem, you've got a platform now, and now you got to go in and explain to somebody, you know, hey, you have this challenge on Alexa or Google. And, you know, what do you say to them? How do you make them aware of the challenge?
That's one of the things that's actually been fun to do the last several years, is going out and doing some speaking, getting on podcasts and letting people know, because millions of people use these devices every day, but most people haven't made that connection to, wait a minute, how's my business going to be using this? How's my, you know, I've got this brand. How do I make sure that my brand shows up on these devices in the way that I want it to show up? And so most of what I've been doing is going around and speaking and podcasts and just letting people know, hey, this is something that you need to be aware of, because it's going to turn from a toy that we use in the house to keep track my grocery list and find out what the weather is, to this is how my audience is going to be actually engaging with my content. And how's that going to happen?
Yeah. So it's a little bit of awareness, because the minute you told me, you know, there's a difference between a domain name and like a verbal domain name in a sense, it was so intuitive. I was like, of course, everyone should be doing it. So you raise some awareness, you get a brand interested in it. What do you do to, you know, claim this bit of verbal territory? I mean, I don't want you to give me the recipe for Coca-Cola, but, you know, what's going on when you have to solve this problem?
Yeah. So the solution to be able to claim a verbal domain name, or an invocation name is the technical term for it, to be able to claim an invocation name, both Amazon and Google solve the problem that we have on the website. Because on the website, you can claim a domain name without doing anything. You just own the name, but you don't have to do anything with it. And lots of times people went out and just grabbed domain names and held them hostage for the actual person that really wanted that domain name and would have to pay them for it. So both Google and Amazon have made it so that you can't just grab an invocation name. You have to build a website, in essence. Amazon calls them skills. Google calls them actions. You've got to build that does something, and then you submit it to Amazon and Google for them to certify it. And when they certify it, then you get an invocation name tied to it. So that's kind of what I do, is I build those connectors, I build those actions and skills, and connect it up with a brand's content so that now their invocation name is out on those devices connected to their content.
Yeah, no, for us at Monogle, like our major challenge is, you know, we really want to have like a human experience and understand the human problem and then have the brand connect and deliver to it. And we're always looking for these points of connection. And you've discovered one that I bet, you know, 99% of the people are unaware of at this moment. It's really a fascinating opportunity for brand management to fill in the cracks of all the different touch points in the ecosystem. And you're talking about two ecosystems that probably drive, you know, 30% of all revenue for brands. So it's really fascinating. When you're building its skills and actions, were those the right words? What are the biggest barriers for brands to think about? You know, what do you have to help them solve? Is it an easy solve and the bigger problem is awareness, or you get to it and now you have to teach them a whole different vocabulary about this? What's the challenge around that solution?
There's two things. One of them is just the idea that a conversation like we're having right now happens very differently than building a website. A website, I put my content out there in a structure, and it's the audience's responsibility to figure out how to navigate my website to be able to get to the content they want. In a verbal world, in a conversation, conversations kind of go all over the place. And so you have to build your UX, your user experience, your user interface in a very different model. And so that's a little bit of a learning curve, let's put it that way, where you've got to figure out how to react to your audience when you have no idea what they're saying, but you got to figure out what they're saying to be able to react to it.
Yeah. And what's the conversation around my brand, right? Yes. So that I can actually build the response to that question, good or bad, right? I can imagine there's multiple conversations. So that's a fascinating journey, Chip, and a really innovative idea. My final question for you today is just, what's the one word you would use to explain digital branding today and why? And for you, I'll limit it. You can't say invocation name. You have to pick another word.
Okay.
Although that's two words.
Yeah, that's two words. So the one word I would use is probably innovation. Things are changing and we've got to innovate to a new world that is happening. And when we think about it, we recognize that it's happening, but sometimes we stick with our old models and our old world of this is how we've always done things, but things are changing. And Amazon and Google, I mean, they're investing millions in, I mean, I think probably Amazon good. Had like 10,000 people working on their Amazon Alexa world. So they're putting a lot of resources into this world. So things are innovating, things are changing, And how do we make sure we get ahead of that curve? Because it is changing.
Chip Edwards, Create My Voice. So glad you came to the show. I've learned a lot. I hope our listeners have too. And thanks for being a part of Digitally Enabled.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Greg. I appreciate the time.
Yeah. Cheers.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.